B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
From the USA Today, the great baseball writer. He's terrific. Good old buddy of mine, Bob Nightingale on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bobby!
How you doing, Anthony?
What's going on, brother? How you doing, man? You safe or what? How's the family?
Yeah, safe. It's in Phoenix. It's already 100 degrees here in the morning, so yeah, nice and toasty.
I knew you were never East, because you're always a West Coast man. You're always a veteran of West Coast. So, and let me ask you a question. First of all, you have done a fabulous job covering this whole thing. Great job. So, big ups to you. What do you think the odds are of this latest plan that we've been talking about that you doled out? What do you think the odds are of that happening?
I think pretty strong. I mean, I'd be shocked if baseball doesn't come back. It's just the optimism now is sky high, you know, whether it's talking to MLB officials, union officials. So, you know, baseball's wanted to realign forever. This is our chance to do anything they want and get away with it. Yeah, but, you know, they still want fans to see interleague play. And so that protects that, and it, you know, reduces the travel. So for one season, I think it's fine. It also will allow MLB to say, let's see if these fans like this concept or not.
Well, you know what's funny? I was going to ask you, because this is going to allow leagues to experiment with different things, and then this could be a lot of demarcation forever for a lot of these leagues with certain things like realignment.
I think we'll definitely see a realignment after 2021 season when we have a new CBA. I think we'll see a universal DH. I think, you know, a different playoff format, everything.
Wow, it was funny. The 100-game season, now, they wouldn't pare the schedule down that much, but would they pare the schedule down? Because to me, the best part of baseball is playoff baseball, when everything becomes pitch by pitch, and it's heightened, and you're working counts, and you just approach the game differently than you do in June or August. Is there a chance they pare the schedule down and elongate the playoffs?
They could pare it down, you know, maybe 154 max. The trouble is nobody wants to give up any money. So if the players are still going to get paid the same and the owners get more money TV because they're going to get less money from, get receipts, then they'll do it. But only, it's all about the money. Only if the money is the same, if not greater.
Yeah. What do you see this experiment? How would they run this thing through? Would it actually run through almost into November?
Yeah, through they're talking about to do it all the way through Thanksgiving weekend. I don't think they'll go in a dip into December, but, you know, they'll play regular season games until late October, and then do maybe some kind of crazy tournament, like a College World Series where you have double elimination, that sort of thing. I think they want to make this year completely different, because the teams will play, you know, only the division for this year. No other divisions will be being played at all.
Wow. So they run this thing through Thanksgiving? Since they're going to do home parks, how does that work out for teams in the East, Northeast?
Yeah, and so when, at some point, you know, like the World Series, they may have to just go a neutral site. The Dodgers in the World Series, I don't know why they can't just play in L.A. But, hey, say the Twins are there, or, you know, Philly, something like that. You may run into a problem. I think they're taking the gamble that, hey, the weather's been okay in recent years in November, unless you're in Colorado or something. So it could work. A lot of times the weather in, you know, November isn't much different than April.
Right. No, that's true. But, because it made sense to me running through Thanksgiving weekend when they were going to do the Arizona-Florida play. I always thought that was actually a fun idea, having the grapefruit and the cactus leagues. Is that definitely off the table now?
Pretty much. The players just don't want to do it. I mean, like I said, I mean, it's already been 100 degrees in Phoenix the last since Sunday. Yeah. You know, we're not going to see it blow. It's like, you know, you don't want to be stuck in Phoenix in Florida, you know, with the steamy weather there in the summertime all year. You know, if you get to play your own home ballpark, at least there's a sense of normalcy there.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
How would the travel piece, how would that work when it comes to trying to stave off any sort of infection, and when you're traveling hotels and buses and planes, and how would they approach that?
Well, at least the travel, I mean, everybody's got their own charter plane, so they can sanitize it, you know, all the time if they want. Hotels, you know, the hotels realize they got to, if they want your business, you know, they got to make sure everything's sanitized, and we take extra cautions with the, you know, room service people, you know, the housekeepers, everything else. So just be as safe as possible. And then they'll try to do the, the daily testing. I think it's a good sign that in LA, they said every resident of LA now can get tested whenever they want. So as long as there's testing for everybody, I think, you know, baseball is all on board. What they don't want is say, okay, we have testing because we're making millions and you don't have it.
Right. How would you do that? So you're pretty – so how would the timeline be? You have kind of an abbreviated spring training. How would all that work?
I'm going to do a three-week spring training, whether it's, you know, say you're in the Phillies, whether it's in Philadelphia at the Citizens Bank Park or, you know, back in Clearwater. And do that for 3 weeks, and then the season starts. So they're hoping to start up, you know, no later than July 4th weekend. And July 2nd is a Thursday. They'll start that day, even late June if they can. But they pretty much told the players, hey, you got to have a, you got to have 3 weeks of spring training and then get ready. And then they'll expand the roster and maybe have like a taxi squad of minor league players as well.
Wow, so they would have that because no minor league ball, so you would have those guys at your disposal. So you would long get, so
yeah,
you
right,
out
right.
The rosters.
Some guy gets, sick, guys get hurt, that sort of thing. But, you know, we're bound to have some injuries, and certainly we're bound to have some guys, you know, get sick as well.
Well, it sounds cool, man. I don't know. I would love it. I know, you know, the other leagues talk a lot of the NBA people, you know, they're all of them want to be back. And obviously the revenue is a piece of it, but also for baseball, I think, you know, to add to normalcy and for the psyche of the country, I think it's important. Do you agree?
Yeah, me too. And I was talking to managers yesterday, Anthony, and, I said, hey, if you win a World Series, will it mean the same? And a lot of the managers said, you know, it'll mean more because of everything this country's gone through, you know, all the ups and downs of the season, trying to keep guys ready, you know, emotionally as much as physical, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, it's like, you know, Dusty Baker is part of that 81 Dodger team when they played the split season.
Yeah.
He says, hey, don't take anything away from it. I don't think twice about it. That sort of thing. So same thing. This is that. You know, it may mean more. It was almost like, you know, a little different, a little bit like the country coming back from 9/11.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, last thing, Bobby, and we appreciate your time. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, great, great baseball writer. How do you forecast the Phillies in that new East Division with the Yankees, Red Sox, Rays, and Blue Jays?
Well, at least, you know, there's going to be some wild cards there. So I'm sure they'll have, you know, three division winners and then nine more teams, if I, maybe three more teams for each division. So I like the fact that Phillies are a veteran team. I think you got a better chance to have veterans in a shortened season. These guys know their bodies and everything else. Let's face it, you know, the veteran players of the Phillies are making good money. The guys are good money. They have home gyms. The young rookies, you know, they don't have a home gym in their condo or something like that. So these last 2 months, they might be able to work out like they thought or hoped, where the other guys would say, you know what, no big deal. I'm working out just like it would be the normal season, like my own gym is open. So I would think you'd give an advantage to teams that have veterans like the Phillies.
Ah, there you go. I like it, Bobby. Hey, bro, listen, I know you're busy, and I always appreciate it, man. You're the best, man. We love you. Thank you.
All right. My pleasure. Take care,
guys. Be safe, Bob. There he is, Bob Nightingale. Great dude. We go way back covering baseball. He was at the L.A. Times back in the day when I was in New York, and he was covering, we were covering ball. He was one of these guys, Judas. You would be one of these guys that loved baseball more than any sport, right? And they didn't want to cover other sports. They just wanted to cover baseball.
If I was writing, yeah, probably. I think that, I don't know, because I love the NBA. I don't know. That's a good question.
I could definitely see you as a baseball writer.
Yeah, I could do that, doing winter meetings. Oh, hell yeah.
You know, spending your whole life around ball, man.
Put me somewhere warm during the winter meetings. Go down to spring training. Yeah, I would do it. I'd sign me up right now.
Yeah. Listen, it was fun. Like, I just didn't like the monotony of it.
Right.
As a writer, I like different stories and different sports. And, you know, and I liked, if I had to pick one sport to cover, it would be football. Like, only because, you know, if you have to immerse yourself in the one sport, it would have to be football.
Yeah, and even though it's only 17 weeks plus playoffs, the off season is, I mean, you have constant stories the off season, especially if you're a national football writer.
Yeah.
But baseball, I mean, if I can go down to Florida or go to Arizona.
No, the travel's way better. Oh, I mean, listen, hell yeah. I used to love travel. Now you got to know these cities inside and out. You know, you had places to go. You know, you knew every town, every ballpark, every new people everywhere. So it was a lot of fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.